I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. 'Tis the season for many things, including, of course, colds and flu. A Catholic bishop in Vermont decided to try to keep his flock safe from those germs in a very unusual way. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has the story.
Let's say you're a regular churchgoer and you belong to one of the denominations that offers communion via a single cup of sacramental wine. It's flu season, and you think about that as you approach the communion rail. Looking into the cup you're offered, you start to wonder, what's swimming around in there anyway? If you are worrying about germs, you're not alone, which is why the appropriately named Kenneth Angel, the bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Burlington, Vermont, issued this edict to the priests that serve the diocese's 148,000 members. Diocesan spokeswoman Gloria Gibson.
Because of the flu vaccine shortage, I am requesting that, as a protective measure in the Diocese of Burlington, we do not give the sign of peace or the chalice for communion starting Sunday, October 31st, and remaining in effect until Easter Sunday, March 27th. Praying for the good health of all, especially those most at risk, I am sincerely yours in Christ, Bishop Kenneth A. Angel.
It's the first official suspension of communion, although other churches around the country have been experimenting informally with germ containment. The nationwide flu vaccine shortage left Vermont 50,000 dosages short of what it needed. Gloria Gibson says Bishop Angel had been listening to parishioners' concerns, especially elderly Catholics, about being vulnerable to infection, and not just from the communion chalice.
I think more of them felt very concerned about exchanging the sign of peace.
That's the part of the service where congregants traditionally shake hands with their neighbors, hands that may have wiped runny noses or teary eyes, which are cesspools of cold and flu germs. Gloria Gibson.
I had given that some thought myself, because anybody in Vermont on any given Sunday, in any given parish, at any given mass, you hear the sneezing, coughing, sniffling, and blowing of noses going on there. I think you would have second thoughts about it.
Gibson says the reaction to Angel's suspension of both communion and the peace handshake has been mixed. Many parishioners are relieved. Others would just as soon continue the practice, feeling their faith will protect them. Maybe it does. Peter Katona is an associate professor of clinical medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA and an expert in infectious diseases. He says it's not very likely you'll get sick drinking from the communal cup. But Katona, who has studied the deadly SARS virus extensively, says churches did make changes to address the SARS risk when that occurred a few years ago.
The church in Singapore, for example, suspended confessions in booths and instead granted general forgiveness to all believers.
And this.
In Ontario, worshippers were asked to refrain from kissing icons, dipping their hands in holy water, or even sharing the communal wine.
Winter is prime sickness season, says Dr. Katona, and large indoor gatherings are great germ incubators. But he believes churches are no worse than anywhere else, so skipping church may not save you from the flu.
Certainly the less contact you have with other people when there is flu around, the less of a chance you're going to get to catching flu. But how much are you going to bring your chances down by doing that? It's probably not a significant amount.
So, praise the Lord. And pass the antiseptic. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.